Fidel Castro is quitting as president of Cuba, but in his announcement he writes, "This is not my farewell to you." Castro seized power in an armed revolution 49 years ago. Now he is 81 years old. He's been out of public view for a year and a half because of illness. And he says in a letter that was released overnight that he's stepping down. We're going next to Michael Voss, who's the BBC correspondent in Havana. And what's it like in Havana this morning?
Well, it's still dark. It's coming up to 7 o'clock in the morning. Very few people will have heard the news. It was broken in a letter published on the online version of the official Communist Party newspaper, Granma, and Cubans are not allowed to have internet in the home. So word of mouth will spread rapidly as people start to wake up and head to work. I have to say, though, that after 18 months of being sidelined due to illness, Cubans have been getting used to the idea that the man that's ruled this country for almost 50 years as head of state is about to retire, and that an era is coming to an end.
Anybody surprised that it's happening right now?
No, because constitutionally this is the moment. There were elections for a new parliament or National Assembly last month. The parliament meets for the first time on Sunday, and its first job is to elect an executive council of state and president. The president of the council of state is the president of Cuba for the next 5 years. So if Fidel was going to step down, this was a logical time for him to do it. So we'd all been waiting to hear what the news was. We didn't know whether he would announce it in advance, whether he might even want to stay on or not. So it's come a few days before the National Assembly meets. He said that he will not accept and doesn't want to be president or commander-in-chief, but he will carry on with his regular writings, his newspaper editorials called Reflections of the Commander-in-Chief, and those will continue.
Which raises another question. If he is giving up the formal power of the presidency, is he still going to be a powerful force in Cuba?
I'm sure he will be a powerful force in Cuba as long as he lives. The question is, though, the extent to which Raúl Castro, the currently acting head of state, if he is confirmed as president on Sunday, there's just an off chance that it might go to a younger communist. But if Raúl Castro now officially, firmly is the head of state, can he push through the economic reforms that he's been talking about? And there's certainly been a feeling. Raúl Castro has raised expectations in Cuba that he's going to put more money in people's pockets and more food on the table. Now he has, but people have been patient. They've been waiting. They've been told to wait. Now I think he is going to have to deliver on this.
And is he also going to have to or want to change Cuba's relations with the United States?
He has said publicly that he would like to sit down and talk around a table with the U.S. administration. He said that he won't do it with the Bush administration. He wants to wait to see who comes next. Certainly, there is very bad blood between Mr. McCain and the Cubans over allegations that Cubans were involved in torture in Vietnam. Whether there would be any change of policy from an American point of view were McCain to become president remains to be seen. But certainly, Raúl Castro has said that he wants to re-engage with the United States. However, under the Helms-Burton law, the U.S. cannot lift its embargo as long as either Castro, Fidel, or Raúl is in power.
Okay, thanks very much. That's the BBC's Michael Voss in Havana, where Fidel Castro has resigned. It's NPR News.